الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This great glorious month of Ramadan, filled, we usually say, Juma Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak. Really it is that Allah give us the tawfiq of the Mubarak Amal of Juma, and we should say that rather. Allah, instead of Ramadan Mubarak, Allah give us the tawfiq of the Mubarak Amal of Juma, of Ramadan. So this great glorious month with all its gifts that are here with us. And one of the greatest gifts of the month of Ramadan is the Quran Sharif. Roza is the great distinguishing factor of the month of Ramadan. Then is Taraweeh. And then is Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah make that we appreciate and understand the great value of this kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given us. It is Hablullah. Allah says, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah Ta'ala. And by holding on to the Quran Sharif, a person will get pulled up to Allah Ta'ala. Now immediately, if we hold on to the Quran Sharif, the people of Ahlul Quran, whom Ahlullah, the people of the Quran, they are the people of Allah Ta'ala. And these people, ulama, commentators of hadith, say that it refers generally to the huffaz, those who are hafiz. And in being a hafiz, one very important condition is for the fadail and the virtues of a hafiz, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا. He makes amal also what is in the Quran Sharif. He is a hafiz also, and he makes amal on the Quran Sharif also. So anyway, and ulama have written, this includes all those people who are greatly engaged with the Quran Sharif. That is, they read it a lot, they teach it a lot. There are those people who are not hafiz, but they make students hafiz. They are not alims or anything, but they teach nazra, looking inside. So anyone who is engaged deeply with the Quran Sharif is also in this virtue of being Ahlul Quran. And they are Ahlullah, and they are khaswatahu, the very special close family members. Of course, Allah has got no family members as far as blood relations are concerned, etc. With these people who have these great values of deen, Allah refers to them as His family. And to be counted as the family of Allah, what greater virtue can there be? To be of the household, the family of Allah Ta'ala Himself. And Allah has given everyone that opportunity. Just bring Quran Sharif into our lives. Reading of Quran, teaching of Quran, becoming hafiz, making our family members hafiz, etc. By this we will become Ahlul Quran, and thereby Ahlullah, and thereby the special household members of Allah Ta'ala. So we should hold on fast to this. The one end of this Quran Sharif is, so to say, in the hands of Allah. And Allah will never let loose of it. It is firmly, the rope itself, the Quran Sharif, will never break. It is so firm and so solid. It is just up to us now to hold on to it firmly. Properly we hold on to the Quran Sharif, all the teachings of the Quran Sharif. We all believe in the Quran Sharif, alhamdulillah. But the importance is that we believe in every ayat also. Like this, we say we believe in the Quran Sharif. Like for example, in the laws of inheritance, they are also promulgated and taught in the Quran Sharif. But now when the matter of inheritance comes to many of us in our families, then we don't accept the laws of the Quran Sharif. We accept the laws of the country. We go to courts to fight our cases to get this inheritance distributed in not according to Quran Sharif, but according to the law of the land. So then we have put that one ayat one side. And negating one ayat is equal to negating the whole Quran Sharif. So it is very important that we believe in it also properly and we hold on to it very firmly. Our aqaid we must see. That if they are all our beliefs, our aqidahs, according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to hold on to the Quran Sharif and hold on to it very firmly. The great, great virtues which are mentioned for reading Quran Sharif, it comes if a person reads one letter of the Quran Sharif, he gets a reward of 10 rewards for it. And one letter is not like one even word. Alif Lam Mim. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained it in detail. I don't say that that is one letter. They are three separate letters. And for each letter, just reading that, we get 10 rewards. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that the Quran Sharif is that great virtuous kitab that even if you take the name of Shaitan in the ayat of a Quran, Shaitan has got 5 alphabets. Like that, if you read just Shaitan, a tasbih which is haram, and you want the help of Shaitan, and you're reading 100 times Shaitan, Shaitan, 1,000 times, there is no sawab. In fact, there is guna in that, big guna in that. But that very word Shaitan, you read it as an ayat of the Quran Sharif. Inna Shaitan kana lil insani aduwwum mubina. Many other ayat also. Now for that word Shaitan, 50 sawabs you get. Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, all the great enemies of Allah Ta'ala. But when you read it in the Quran Sharif, now it has got great, great virtues and great, great power also. When you read it, every letter, every vowel, zabar, zair, pesh, everything of the Quran Sharif has got great, great value. So that kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. So if a person reads one letter, and Alhamd Sharif, Surah Fatiha, has got 150 alphabets. For each letter, 10 sawabs, which means that 1,500 sawab just for reading Surah Fatiha. And this is when a person reads without wudu. And that means that he's not touching the Quran, he's not in namaz, he's without wudu. You can't be in namaz without wudu. Just like that we are reading. For example, we are in i'tikaf. We have to go for toilet and we read Surah Fatiha on the way. And we're not talking, stopping, we're not spending a single moment extra. And just as a reminder, we should be very careful that whatever we see on the notice boards, anything in i'tikaf, we shouldn't stop one second to see. While just passing, carrying on, and we are seeing, that's all right. But if we stop for 1 second, and just to see what is written there, then our i'tikaf will break. So while walking, we can read Surah Fatiha, for example, Surah Ikhlas, many other surahs also. For every letter, 10 sawabs. And we haven't got wudu. After we make wudu and we're coming back and then we read, then for every letter, 25 sawabs with wudu. So 150 times 25, how much more is than that? 3,750 sawab just for reading Surah Fatiha with wudu. And all this we will, one great buzurg, he says that the people of the qabr, if we had to ask them, desire something. And what will they desire? They will say, we desire one day of Ramadan. When we go there, we all will know the value of all these things. But of course, there we can't make any amal. Here is the time now. And we have been informed here also. And we have been informed with the greatest authority, Quran Sharif. And with the great authority, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then great, great authorities on our deen, we have been informed. So let us take advantage. So this Quran Sharif, there also we will realize. And then for every letter that we read, what wuzu, 25. If we read it in namaz, in a sitting position, which indicates that it is a nafal namaz. Because a faraz namaz, we cannot read sitting down if we don't have a valid excuse according to Sharia. And in nafal namaz, without even an excuse, if you want to, you can sit down. You are just feeling tired, you are just feeling lazy, you just want to sit and read, you are permitted, but of course the reward will be half. And in a standing position, 100 sawabs for every letter. So now Surah Fatiha, which has got 150 letters, multiplied by 100 now. Okay, so it is 150, what, 15,000, or what, so much sawab when reading it in namaz now, in nafal namaz. And a whole life's nafal does not equal a farz. So how much sawab of the nafal? So in the farz, if you read it, what will be the reward? And in the month of Ramadan, all our nafal namazes also, all have the value of a farz namaz. So what great rewards. And the farz is multiplied by 70. So in Ramadan especially, all the time, we should not just make suffice with the shortest surahs. Whenever we have the time, take the time and read the other surahs. Those of us who know other surahs also, and other portions of the Quran also. There are so many people, especially the Huffaz, who read so much of Quran Sharif in namaz. And that is what is really the requirement of a hafiz. And particularly in tahajjud namaz, we should try and read more, longer, more of Quran Sharif. Even us, Allah give us topic to read tahajjud namaz, then we should try and read the longer surahs, not just the short surahs. The rewards are so great, so immense, so great rewards for Quran Sharif reading. And then this Quran Sharif, it comes in a hadith that a person who was regular with his reading of the Quran Sharif, when he passes away and the people are giving ghusl, Allah gives a form to the Quran Sharif of a very handsome young person. And he is also there. And when they are giving the kafan, then he also slips in. And he comes into the kafan. And then in the qabr, when the questioning of Munkar and Nakir, they ask him questions, then he stands there to help and safeguard that person. He says, Munkar Nakir tell him, we have to interrogate this person and we have to do it without anyone being present. He says, he never left me in his life. He always raised me, I can't leave him. You have to do your job, you do your job. You interrogate, but I will be here with him. And then he helps you with the answers also. That what are the answers to be given. So this is that great Quran Sharif. And when they finish the interrogation, he says, I will go and bring your bathing from Jannat for you. And give you the bathing of Jannat here in the qabr. So the Quran Sharif is a very great gift as we are listening to Fadail Quran. Allah reward Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Allah reward Maulana who is reading for us all every day. If we can have ta'aleem of Fadail Quran at home, especially with the younger children, so that the desire of becoming hafiz comes into them, the desire to read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif should be such that fortunate is that person who makes a law in his house that nobody will be permitted to leave the house without first having read Quran Sharif. Every morning that we have Quran Sharif. And if we can do it, which was not very long ago, that our families used to sit around the table or wherever they sit together, and everyone should read Quran Sharif before they leave home. Very fortunate will be that mother who gives this instruction that nobody will get breakfast in this house until first they have read Quran Sharif. after Fajr namaz, the time of Fajr, the whole time of Fajr, that means from Subah Sadiq till Ishraq, till sunrise time, that whole time of Fajr, that time to read, try and make our tilawat that time. Ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, try and read the whole day also. And a very easy way to read it the whole day is that every namaz time we are in the masjid by azan time. We read our sunnahs, we got a little while, read Quran Sharif. And if whatever we have made ourselves to read, if something has to be left out for any reason, read it after namaz. So after every namaz we are reading, so we will be counted amongst those who are ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar. That you are reading at Isha time also, after Maghrib, at Maghrib time also, after Isha also, Isha time, Fajr time also. So we will be counted amongst those people who are reading Quran all the time. If we read even just one page between the Adhan and the Iqama, between Adhan and Namaz, but we will be those who are reading Quran Sharif all the time. So we should try and read Quran Sharif all the time. And we will be counted amongst those people who are reading the Quran Sharif all the time. And then this great virtues, this in the Qabr, the Quran, and the Quran Sharif will come in the form, a beautiful form, and will be protection for that person in the Qabr. When the Azab will try and come, Namaz will be one side, Rozas will be one side, Quran Sharif will also be there, and it will be there for our protection also. So we should try not only read Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak month, make the niyat that my whole life I'm going to be reading Quran Sharif. There are those people who got wonderful mosques, and when people spoke about them, that what was their habits, what qualities did they have, they got such beautiful mosques. Many of them are, when people used to sit together, social gatherings, talking, family get-togethers, etc., they should be sitting one side and just reading Quran Sharif. They were just engaged in the Quran Sharif all the time. Great, great people got beautiful, beautiful mosques. The Quran Sharif is a great intercessor for us also. And if we don't read Quran Sharif, then the dua against us of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Allah will complain to Allah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain in the court of Allah. What chances do we stand? The complainant is Allah's Rasul. And he's complaining about us that we made the Quran mahjura. We did not have time for the Quran. We threw it behind our backs. We did not care for the Quran. We did not read the Quran. We divorced the Quran from our lives. We had nothing to do with the Quran Sharif. Allah save us from that. And contrary to that, those who made Quran the object of their life, read Quran Sharif. And this is the month of the Quran Sharif. So how much niyats we make. On one occasion, we were by Hazrat Sheikh, our Sheikh in Karachi, and Maulana Aslam Sheikh of Puri, Rahimahullah. He was the great alim of Karachi. He was teaching in Newtown Madrasa also. And he was a man devoted to Quran Sharif. And he was made shaheed because of his devotion to Quran Sharif. What will be his stages? He used to give dars of Quran, and he was on his way to give the dars, the lessons of Quran Sharif, when he was shot on the way. He was made shaheed. And so he lived by the Quran Sharif. So when he came in, he met Hazrat. We had the good opportunity to be part of that occasion. And then he explained to Hazrat that the Quran Sharif is that kitab that for to get Quran into our lives, to be associated with Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has a dua that has been taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should read this dua also. And in Munajat-e-Maqbool, there is one dua for the Thursday manzil, the first dua. And for the Friday manzil, what we have to read Friday, it's also the first dua, in which the wasila is given of the great, great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. The wasila is given that our Allah, by the means of these great people, the Anbiya, accept this dua of mine. The great kitabs, they were sila. That because, O Allah, the love and honor you have for these great kitabs, because of that accept my dua. And many other wasila. In the Thursday manzil, it's about 1.5 pages. And then the dua is presented. Then he also said, for nothing else have so many wasilas been given to Allah. O Allah, because of this. O Allah, because of this. O Allah, because of this. Those three people, which is a famous instant, where who got blocked in a cave and they could not come out. And they also gave the three wasilas to Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, because of this opened our way. And finally they came out because of that. Those who they came out of that, they gave three wasilas. But for the Quran Sharif, for nothing else have so many wasilas have been given, and تُخَلِّصَهُ بِلَحْمِ, that, O Allah, mix this, make it part of my meat. وَتُخَلِّطُ بِلَحْمِ وَدَمِ, and my blood, my meat, my blood, وَالسَّمْعِ, my ears, وَبَصَرِ, my eyes, أن تخلطه بلحمي ودمي وسمعي وبصري وبصري وتستعمل به جسدي, and use my body for the Quran Sharif. All this, what great wasila, so many wasila, and then this dua here. وأن تستعمل به جسدي بحولك وقوتك فإنه لا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. By your power and your qudrat, O Allah. The same thing with the Friday, which is a bit shorter than the Thursday one. But also all these wasilas are given so that Quran Sharif becomes part of our lives. Very fortunate are those huffaz that the Quran is always on their tongue, wherever they are. On one occasion, my one son, I asked him to pick up my passport after visa. So he got lost. Afterwards he told me, I got lost. But he said, no problem. In that lost time I was driving, I finished 2 suparas. So if we read Quran Sharif like that, there was one Maulana Sulaiman, who was known Chaski. Chaski, a madman. People should call such people mad. He was Maulana Sulaiman Patel many years ago, 50, 60 years ago. In those days, cars were not common. For a Maulana to have a car was out of the question. Public transport was also poor in those days. And they should go walking long, long distances. When anyone asked him, how far is this? Then he couldn't say, how lot kilometers. He wouldn't say, how much time. He would say, it takes 3 suparas to reach here. To reach that place, it takes 5 suparas to reach there. His whole, he should just be reading Quran Sharif, and he should measure it with Quran Sharif all the time. So Quran Sharif, Allah, bring it into our lives. There was Maulana in Isipingo Rail, once we went there in Jamaat, ladies Jamaat, and he came, and then he heard that I'm also here. And he heard about the translations in the Ijtima only by the help of Allah Ta'ala. So I was lying down. He told me, get up. You're much elder than me. So I stood up. He hugged me. He made salam. Long he heard. And then he appreciated. He said, for all that, whatever he wanted to say. Then he says, I'm sad. Ubo bhula karo. I forget a lot. But Quran Sharif, uni bhulu. Quran Sharif, there I don't forget. And you should read Quran Sharif. Once he was at his son-in-law's place, when old age, he was retired now, and they were going for a picnic to the seaside. So they told him, we're going, let us go. So he says, I have to read my Quran Sharif, 5 suparas. So they say, the whole day you can read at the sea, you can sit and read. He says, I don't leave the house until I haven't read my 5 suparas. I have to first read my 5 suparas, only then can I leave the house. So Allah, this is all for inspiration for us. One good friend of ours, mashallah, he is a hafiz of Quran, very big businessman in gold business, and very, very successful, very, and he's a hafiz of Quran. So I told him, you business, where you get time? He says, every year I make my tarawih. I don't miss a year. So I say, you remember your Quran Sharif, you in your business whole day. So he says, simple, no problem. Every day before Fajr, 3 suparas, 1 hour it takes me, I read my 3 suparas. So no problem of remembering my Quran Sharif. So like that Allah give us tawfiq. Maulana Ahmad Dokrat of Lodium, he mentioned to me quite a few years ago that there's a family in Cape Town that they have got three daughters. And the three daughters, before Fajr, they read five suparas every, each one, five suparas. And one of the daughters had memorized one kitab of Tajweed, of Qirat, of the higher kitabs. And when a sheikh of Medina Sharif came and he heard about it, he went and he tested her. And mashallah, she knew her work. And then he said that, according to my knowledge, there are only 28 people in the world who have memorized this kitab, this Qirat kitab. And she, mashallah, young girl, she was amongst them. So anyway, five suparas every day, they read before Fajr. So once I met Maulana and he told me, after some time, he had connection with them, he was working, Makatib in Cape Town, then he came away. So he said, I phoned him again to ask him, are they still doing their five suparas every day? So, and this is all for inspiration for us. So the father said, now they are reading 10 suparas every day. Before Fajr, 10 suparas every day. So Allah give us also tawfiq, whatever we can do. And there is no end. Durood Sharif, Quran Sharif, third kalima, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. These things, read it 10 times, read it 100 times. And there is no limit how much we can increase. And mashallah, many of our friends made niyat of millions of Durood Sharif, etc. So same with Quran Sharif also. We are hafiz, even more it should be. We are not hafiz, also we should be reading Quran Sharif. I remember, perhaps about 40, 50 years ago, when I was in Germiston, and we should work in that area, East Rand, the Boxberg, Benoni Springs, every masjid, there were old people that by about 10 o'clock, they should be in the masjid. And till Zohar, they should stay. And they should read Quran Sharif, and they were old people, they had their way. They should read loudly. There were one, two people, three people in the masjid. And together with that, they should read the Gujarati translation also. And that also loudly they should read. And every day they should be there. Unfortunately, our masjids are gone empty of this. They were the furniture of the masjid. To read Quran Sharif, and if everyone just makes this habit, that when we come to the masjid, try and come by Azan time. And then we make our sunnah, we are all sitting and reading Quran Sharif. The first time that it caught my eyes was the Lusaka Jami Masjid. Now it's a new masjid that has been built. But Fajr time you come in the masjid, the whole first saf is occupied. Even if you come a little bit early, to get a place in the first saf, you have to come very early. And all of them are reading Quran Sharif. If all of us can work such in our masjid with our friends, we encourage that come early to the masjid. At least Fajr, Inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. Fajr time Quran Sharif is a great thing. And we try and develop this, that in our first saf, it gets full before 5-10 minutes before namaz, and all are reading Quran Sharif. Encourage one another. There are many masajid. MashaAllah, our Jami Masjid of Azadville also. We find normally it is, sometimes there is some place, but it is quite full. Also all are reading Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif at Fajr we should read. Also, my one uncle, Allah grant them all Jannat, all our marhumin. He should go to his shop early, but not to open the shop. And in those days, when we were not used to Islamic dates, he should say, I read my one supara, I go to the shop and I read my one supara in the shop according to Islamic date. So we complete the day, month which has 29, you cover up this one supara, and then you know your Islamic date also, which is another very important thing also. That we, Islamic date is our date. We just all, everything we use the English date. We should use our Islamic date. We are Muslims. Who's going to use our Islamic date? When was I born? How many of us will know the Islamic date? We can easily blame that on our parents. They did not record it. I was just born. But when you got married, now you can't blame anyone. You should be knowing your Islamic date when you got married. Other events in your life, our students commonly, we ask them, very few, they are mashallah. They will, which year you graduated, they'll give the Islamic year. And today, if we have to give the Islamic year, we get backward also. Now, what's he speaking now? Is he speaking French or Chinese? It doesn't make sense to us. Badal Islamu ghariba wa sayaudu ila al-ghuraba. Islam has become like a strange thing. And when you speak Islamically, then also it has become a strange thing. If you speak alien, you speak in an English term, the Gregorian calendar, the other calendars, that we are comfortable, and with that we are at home. But when you speak in an Islamic terminology, then we also are not at ease with that. Allah, make it that these things come back into our lives. So Quran Sharif, let us make it a maqsad from the month of Ramadan. Let us read, and mashallah, brothers are reading, and how much we can still increase, we should try and increase also. And try and read as much Quran Sharif as possible. Quran Sharif, the virtues of it, the value of it are so great, the rewards are so great of reading Quran Sharif. And all that what I mentioned, up to 100 to 4, that is when we are standing in our nafal namaz. And if it is farz namaz, what are the virtues? And in the month of Ramadan, when that farz is multiplied by 70, for every letter of the Quran Sharif that we read, what great virtues there are. And then the respects and adab of the Quran Sharif are also very, very great. We should, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib, who, rahmatullah alayh, where he was known as Muhiyyus Sunnah, he brought the Sunnah to life. In every matter, he was acknowledged by all ulama that he is Muhiyyus Sunnah, a man who brought Sunnah to life. But he brought Quran Sharif also very greatly alive. And how he should teach the adab and etiquette of the Quran Sharif also. And so, for example, Hazrat should say that we have our Quran Sharif at home, where we have got our Quran Sharif, then make sure we put a cover on them also. He says, like when we were born without clothes, we were born naked, but then a cover was put, clothes were put on us. But we don't live our whole life with those clothes. We change them also. So the juzdan, which covers, juz is the Quran Sharif, the dan is the cover, the juzdan what we call. So that also, we shouldn't just, once we have put it, and whole life it is like that. No, wash it also from time to time. And he had so much of regard and reverence for Quran Sharif, he says when you wash that juzdan, which touched the Quran Sharif, for so many years, it was touching the Quran Sharif. That water, don't let it go down the drain water. Where sewage also goes in that same drain water. And urine also goes in that. Now this water which was touching the Quran Sharif, that you are allowing to go there. He said, take it and sprinkle it in your house, on the walls, etc. And if you don't want to do that, then at least throw it in the garden. But don't let it go down with this, wash it separately. Also, Hazrat explained, and we keep on learning, I learned later from somebody, that when you want to make a juzdan in the house, like commonly, if the woman is a dressmaker or she knows how to sew, then there are some pieces of cloth. So I've got this one cloth, I can make a juzdan, it's enough for it. He says, no, don't use that. Go specially to buy one per cloth. You show the importance of the Quran Sharif. That quarter meter or whatever amount you're going to use, but go and buy specially. Don't just use faltu what was laying around. There was some cloth, so I just used that. No, go and buy a special cloth. So Hazrat had great, great regard. And then he should say that after the put first a cover on the Quran Sharif. Cover the Quran Sharif. Don't leave it. When we were born, we weren't left naked. They put clothes over us. And the clothes, they made arrangement for it before we were born. That the child is coming, whatever, boy, girl. And then they made the arrangement. And then after the cloth, put it in a juzdan also. And then when you hold the Quran Sharif, try not to hold it with the left hand. With the right hand. And preferably not only with the right hand, but with two hands. Like something you have with great respect, then hold it with two hands. So the Quran Sharif, I see, mashallah, there are some of our students, and what I noticed, the Indonesian students particularly, lot of adab and respect they have got. Like, for example, the Quran Sharif was on the rehel. And on that also, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haqtab rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, like the king, he shouldn't and he doesn't, and it is not correct for him to sit on any other chair besides the throne. He must just sit on the throne. And don't let anyone else sit on the throne. That place is exclusive for him. So the throne of the Quran Sharif is the rahal, that wooden which comes like that cross, the rahal. That is the place of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, preferably, don't put it on desks, etc. That is the place, the rahal is the place for the Quran Sharif. And don't put any other kitab on the rahal. The rahal must be exclusive for the Quran Sharif. So you notice the student, they can easily take the Quran Sharif in one hand. And also, Allah give us the tawfiq. One person corrected me that don't just say Quran. What Quran? Always say Quran Sharif. Quran Majid. Show the respect of it also. Whenever we are speaking, do not just Quran. The 10 Qurans or one Quran, bring the Quran. No, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the respect of it, what the word Quran Sharif. And these things will take ba adab, ba nasib. A person who has got adab, he will go very far in life. So, see the student, it's more practical, more easier, that they just take the Quran Sharif in one hand and put it on the rack. And put, but no, they'll put the rahal down with the Quran, use the two hands and put it. And so that is also, one time, two students had some argument and fight, and so I met them here outside and I spoke to them. So the one of them, the other one said to the other, he even took the Quran Sharif and he threw it down. So that person then said, I realized this and I made a big mistake. In my anger, I did this, but I made a very big mistake. He says, but I kept roza to compensate for that. And I gave sadqa for that. So also one great thing, Allah give us tawfiq, whenever we complete our recitation of Quran Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should make a very big da'wat. He should slaughter a camel when he should complete it. And he must be completing. Common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was 7 days they completed the Quran Sharif. But in that happiness and shukr, he should slaughter a camel and feed the people. So when we complete our Quran Sharif, also give some in the happiness that we give some money. And give some sadaqah also. That any, like for example, we make umrah and we made some mistakes, and when we didn't make mistakes, safety sake, we give some sadaqah. So in the reading of the Quran Sharif, how many mistakes, how many times we did not pay our attention in reading, how many times the turning of the pages, which is famous in Hardoi, that there you can't just turn pages like that, you have to take them carefully and turn them. It's a great kitab. When we get a great book or something, then we handle it carefully. The greatest must be the Quran Sharif. So, the Singh Mona Brarul Haksapsa, the turning of the pages also, and everything, and handle the Quran Sharif with two hands. So that it shows the respect as far as possible. Sometimes when it happens, an emergency or something, and that student, in that community, the country, one of West African countries, though Islamic education is not so much there, but respect of Quran is there. And then he made that mistake, but he compensated for it by giving some sadaqah, keeping roza also. So Allah give us that we honor the Quran. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. On account of this kitab, the Quran, Allah raises nation. We don't get a high position because of university degrees, because of our wealth and our money, of being top business people. Allah raises nations, which is the absolute fact. The principle laid down by Allah Ta'ala, explained to us by Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, on account of Quran Sharif, Allah raises nations. And by the same token, Allah destroys nations also. When we don't respect Quran Sharif, we haven't got time for Quran Sharif in our life. We give preference to secular education, which is really atheistic education. Because secular means to deny Allah Ta'ala. and it denies religion. So we give preference to that over Quran Sharif and Hadith. Quran Sharif is the greatest. There are those people who are the enemies of Islam, are the enemies. We can't expect anything from them. But unfortunately, many Muslims who have got the mindset of those enemies, they think like those enemies also. They regard, for example, the Afghanistan women, that they are very backward. They belong to the prehistoric era, and they belong to the Stone Age. And they don't know anything of this dunya. They are stupid. They are illiterate. But it was those women, by their barakat, that they overpowered and they destroyed three superpowers of the world. The British who came, and the British came three times. And then the Russians who came, and then the Americans who came with NATO, and all the allied forces of around 50 countries, destroyed them also. And they became the superpower. When they destroyed all these superpowers, so they the superpower. And all that they say was by the Quran Sharif. By Iman and by the teachings, they did not worry at all. The thought comes to them of giving their children university education, giving them education of physics and chemistry and maths and science. No, what they always gave their children, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif. That education. And on account of that, they do. So the Quran Sharif, if we honor the Quran, Allah will honor us. And a person who disrespects and dishonors the Quran Sharif, that person will get dishonored by Allah Ta'ala. Our honor is not in following fashions and brand names. Our honor is following Quran Sharif, Hadith, the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And by that, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah gave us our honor. In Islam, Allah gave us our honor. And by that, Allah raises us. And if we will seek our honor in anything else besides Islam, Allah will once more disgrace us again. If we think our honor is living a Western way of life, modern way of life, liberal Islam, compromised Islam, watered down Islam, Allah will disgrace us. If we think our honor is in brand names and in fashions of kuffar, people who don't know how to make istinja, people who don't know any etiquette also, they are such that their parents become a bit old, they go and leave them in a foul run, in an old age home. How you keep fowls in a foul run, they go and put their parents there. So those people, and we follow them, their way. People who make dogs their imams. They go for walks early in the morning, late in the afternoon. When the dog wants to urinate, they will wait patiently behind the door. It wants to defecate, they will wait patiently. And so those who made dogs their imams, and we make them our imams. We follow in their lifestyle and all things. And where it leads us to, for all this, for example, we might think it's a small thing, a birthday party. But all these things that they even make look small, though that is also totally wrong. It's alien to Islam. But that also, it leads to further wrong things. From that birthday party, then they have themes for the birthday party. We went to that. And then of the themes they have, Halloween, like witches. And so sad that many of our Muslim women, parda women, they will dress like a witch on that day. And man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum, who resembles and imitates the people, they are amongst those people. And they were in Saudi, the amount of money they spend for all these Halloween parties and that. Unbelievable what people are doing. And people of Tawheed, and people who claim the highest level of Tawheed, and for them to do all these things. So wherever we feel that, don't be so hard. Just allow it for today. The minute like you want to get in by somebody's door, which is a common saying, just get your foot in. And then further you'll go further and further in. Just get your foot in at the beginning. So the minute we let down, where we do become weak, we falter, make tawbah istighfar. And if we don't and we justify ourselves, we'll go further and further. And we'll reach such limits that we won't be able to believe it ourselves. where a person, how many of our good friends, ulama, they were so firm on certain things, and when they let the guard down, today they don't only do those things, but they are promoting it. And the very wrong things which they themselves were against, and they were totally against it, and they could not stand it in the least, but today they are promoting those things, and they are justifying all that. So it's not a very, very, the Quran Sharif ayat, that, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself says, that this ayat was the most hard on me. When Sahaba, out of passion and love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said that, now white hair has come in your beard, old age has come. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, it's not old age, it's the ayat of Surah Hud. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ, this ayat, that be firm. And what the other, there is a nice translation, be firm. But it also means be strict, be hard, and on yourself first, before anyone else, be firm and hard on yourself, and maintain your deen properly. So this is that we are taught. وَعَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ, the sunnat and the deen, that hold on to it with your molars. That means not just with your front teeth, it can get pulled out easily. Hold it very firmly with your back teeth. So that is how hard we have to be on deen. This is, and when we do that, then Allah Ta'ala, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّتِي لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى, must I give up the sunnat habibi, the sunnat of my beloved, for these stupid people? But today we honor those stupid people. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's teaching, we don't say it perhaps, Allah save us all, but we regard it as outdated. It's no more valid. The expiry date has come and it's expired. Now we have to follow the ways of the West and of the enemy. So this is that we stick firm onto the Quran Sharif and every teaching of the Quran Sharif and the niyat we should make in this month. Also, this month, which are known as Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, Rajab has passed 2 months ago. And coming in front in 2 months, after Ramadan is Shawwal, and then Dhul-Qa'dah, and 3 months together, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. These are the sacred months. And ulama have written one of the special qualities of the sacred month, that whatever you do in those months will remain for you for life. So in those months, do all the good things. Just practice on it, and then it will become nature of yours. It will become automatic in your life. And Ramadan has got that quality also. So this is that month. Let us devote it to the Quran Sharif, the reading. And this is a speciality. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. So we should try and read the Quran Sharif as much as possible. Make our niyat when we are reading the Quran Sharif. The reward of reading Quran Sharif is so great. As it comes in the hadith and the explanation of the hadith, all other amal are regarded, whole amal is regarded as one amal. But for the Quran Sharif, every letter you read is a separate amal. And you get separate thawab for every letter. And with so many virtues of so many ayats, Ayatul Kursi for example, the 3 ayats of Suratul Hashar, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو, the ayat of قل اللهم مالك الملك شهد الله, all this, how many ayat, Surah Fatiha, all these things have got so great value. We can't imagine the value. And these things are the gateways of great, great goodness, solutions to our problems, the medicine for our illnesses. We stick with that. There are so many people, whatever ailment they have, Surah Fatiha they read. And Allah Ta'ala gives the shifa of that. In Surah Fatiha, Allah has kept, it's the opening of everything. where the opening of the Quran Sharif, it's a great, great surah, Surah Fatiha, the seven ayat, Sab'a Mathani, what great power Allah has put. Many of us will face sometimes some jadu problems, jinn problems. The greatest remedy is the Quran Sharif. Just read the Quran Sharif and use the Quran Sharif. We bring that into our lives. For other ailments also, Quran Sharif is the solution. It is a great, great kitab that Allah has given us. It's not a kitab that costs 40, 50 rand. And that is the value of the Quran, na'uzu billah. No, the Quran, that is, and mashallah, in the Indian subcontinent, when they speak of dini kitabs, they don't ask, uski qeemat kya hai? What is the price of it? Uska hadiya kya hai? Hadiya, they say. That is, you are just giving that as a token. Whatever the price is, it's not the price, it's not the qeemat of that kitab. The Quran Sharif has got no monetary qeemat. There can't be any qeemat of it. Any kitab, Bukhari Sharif, any kitab, they can't have a qeemat on it. Whatever we put, it is a hadiya, a token that we are paying for it. So the speech also is so refined. So how much we will get into that language also, we will get refined when we use that language. And how much we use those languages where there is no adab and respect, then we land ourselves where we are today. That even now justifying and allowing lesbianism and homosexuality, it starts from there, it reaches the air. We don't know where we start slipping. When a person, Allah Ta'ala in the 15th Bani Israel, وَقَذَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, that all the wrongs that they will do, where it started and where it ended. Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa, how it was overtaken by ruthless people, how they massacred the people, and how they desecrated the Masjid also. Presently now, what the Zionists are doing there, and very, very sadly, our people shake hands with those Zionists and praise them and have iftari with them. Where iftari with a Buddhist and with a Zionist and with a Hindu? They are breaking down our masjids in India. They are killing our Muslim people. What terrible things. And yeah, we are giving them show and honor and shaking hands with them. All this didn't start, just come here suddenly. It started with small, small things. And then it reaches right to here. Now even you're doing all that, you are wrong in the eyes of all the people of the world, but you still justify yourself and you got no justification, then you use, I was not aware of it. Who is not aware of what who the Zionists are? And who is not aware of what the Hindus are doing? Who is not aware? But I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know the depth and reality of it. Hey, this is how stupid you become in front of the people of the world. Allah guide us and save us from all these things. And we have to be very, very careful. When you start slipping, then you reach a place where you just go down. Allah protect us all. Protect our iman, our right thinking. A great thing that Allah has given us is Quran Sharif. And this is the month of the Quran Sharif. And as much as we can, we should try and read Quran Sharif and make it our bosom friend. Also, very sadly, many of us might still remember the days we should go to madrasa and carry the Quran Sharif in the juzdan and hold it with our hand, right hand, and hold it by the heart. Now that Quran Sharif is put in a rucksack, you call it. What you put at the back. Now the Quran is thrown at the back. Exactly as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, that the Quran Sharif, don't throw it and throw it at the back. Now our children going to Muslim schools, and they are putting the Quran Sharif in that rucksack, and it is at the back now. It is just one textbook like the other textbooks. And in the Quran, in the, that subject which is now of Quran Sharif, of what is being taught, now you take out this, like na'uz billah, one textbook. And then it is kept in that bag and put at the bottom. The bag is kept at the bottom usually. And from there it is taken out. No respect of the Quran Sharif. And when we lose the respect of the Quran Sharif, really we have lost our own respect. It is by the Quran Sharif that we have got life in us, that we have got respect and honor. But when we don't respect the Quran, we have lost it all. Everything is lost. Our value is not by monetary things. Our value is not at all in university degrees. This is our total wrong thinking. Our value is with Quran Sharif. And today, who of us really respects a Hafiz, a Quran? That he is a Hafiz. Maulana Sayyid Badri Alim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was a very great Alim. And like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, the people of the world turn to him for guidance and have connection, bay'at with Hazrat, etc. Maulana Badri Alim, before Hazrat Shaykh, it was Maulana Badri Alim Sahib that the people of the world had connection with him. He was in Birat, he went to Dabir to teach, then he went to Medina Sharif, and he's the permanent resident of Medina Sharif. He passed away in Medina Sharif, and the common practice in Jannatul Baqi, that after about 6 months or so, because the place is limited, they rebury in the same grave again. But his qabr, 3 times they opened it, and they found his body 100% intact, fresh as though it was just buried now, not today, but now it was buried, fresh. When they asked his son, Maulana Aftab Sahib, what in your opinion, you stayed with your father, was that Allah gave your father this great honor, which is the honor of a shaheed. Their bodies are not touched by the ground. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the ground cannot touch their bodies. These people who have this honor, and mashallah, there are many such people. May Allah make us also amongst them out of His mercy and His kindness. So he just thought a little while, and he said, my marhum father, he should never stretch his legs, even to a little child who's a Hafiz al-Quran. If a child would come and sit there, he will pull his legs back. If he's lying down, resting, he would respect even the little child who is a Hafiz al-Quran. So he said that the amount of respect he had for Quran Sharif and for anyone who was associated, so the Hafiz al-Quran, how much do we respect them? And really it is first, how much does the Hafiz himself respect himself? If the Hafiz having funny hairstyles, haircut and all dyed funny, and he's wearing jeans and torn jeans and patched jeans, if he is following the fashion of the enemies of Islam, if he doesn't respect the Quran Sharif which is in him, how can we expect somebody else to respect it? We should have respect for that. May Allah give us tawfiq, understand the great glory of the glorious Quran Sharif. And it isn't that the Quran becomes holy by saying Holy Quran. Jummah doesn't become Mubarak by saying Jummah Mubarak. And Ramzan doesn't become Mubarak by saying Ramadan Mubarak. It becomes Mubarak when those Mubarak Amal are in our lives. When those correct etiquette and adab and beliefs are in our lives, then we become Mubarak. Not just by the word Mubarak. You can't have halal pork. By just saying halal, and you want to make it, you want to make pork halal. Just by the word it doesn't become. The reality has to be there. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us and make Quran Sharif our object in our lives. And this month of Ramadan, this few days that we have, associate ourselves with Quran Sharif as much as we can. May Allah give us tawfiq.